I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Tevez at the Best. Today is Monday, January 1, 2024. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else. But stick around. You might learn something new. You might learn why I've been MIA for the past. When was my last? I'm looking at it right now. What? September was my last one? September 1? Jesus Christ. Anyway, how's everyone doing? I know. I owe you all an explanation. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, please don't listen to this because this is my apology to everyone that had me on their Spotify Unwrapped. By the way, I'm so sorry if I didn't repost you or message you or anything. I just best believe that I saw it and it really meant a lot to me. And I'm sorry I didn't acknowledge you with the acknowledgement that you all deserved. For, you know, having me on your top podcast for the year. It really meant a lot and I feel awful about it when I look back on it. I laugh because I'm nervous about my explanation because I wanted to give you, I feel like to all the returning listeners, this one is for you. I wanted to give you your, I guess a little bit of validation. Is that the right word? I wanted to explain to you why I've been MIA. I'm not making excuses. I just want to tell you where I'm coming from. So if you are a new listener, go listen to some old episodes. I promise you it's relatable. Actually, on my drive during New Year's, I said, you know, a little trip down memory lane. And the cool thing about Spotify, I don't know if Apple Podcasts has it, but you can actually search for like keywords in the titles of the episode, or it's in the description. Look for the one that's it's called Public Poops from I think September of 2019. I think that gives you a snapshot of what most of my episodes are like. But let's get down to the nitty gritty, friends. Why have I been MIA? Well, I could chalk it up to, being really busy, which I was, busy with vacation, busy with work. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen that I had a lot of hostings, not just this year, but especially during the burn months. I had a lot of travels. Come to think about it, I think my last recording of this podcast was before I went to Siargao, which was in September. And then after Siargao, almost immediately, I think it was like a day or two after, I went to Europe for about 2 weeks. And then after Europe, I don't know how, I think I had a month in between and I didn't record. I'll explain why in a bit. After about a month, I went to the States for 3 weeks. And then after I got back from the States, it was end of October, November and December running around. And that's the peak season for hosting. So I was just busy with that. But those aren't excuses. That's, I feel like that's what I could say as to why I didn't record. But I wanted to be like really upfront with all of you because I think, especially you, everyone that's been, you know, asking me, when are you going to record again? When are you going to release again? I think you deserve better than that. And the truth is, I've been struggling. And this is the first time I'm going to open up about it to, like, anybody, actually. I've been kind of keeping it to myself. I haven't even really talked to anyone about this. Although, looking back at my... Because I wanted to check my last release date. If you check out the August 25th episode from, well, now, I guess, last year, right? 2023. I did talk a little bit about it, about pandemic screwing up time for me. Like, my perception of time... got fucked up by COVID. And I don't know. I didn't re-listen to myself again, on that episode. So maybe I did talk about it, but I wanted to, I guess, reinforce it that ever since pandemic, I feel like I've been playing catch up. I feel like I lost so much time. And I think that really fucked up my mental health. And, you know, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I complain a lot about, like, movies and like, little things like people taking too long at the bank. You know, stuff like that. But I don't really talk about the shit that really matters. You know, people stuff that, you know, stuff that I feel like should be more highlighted other than me just being a Karen. I'm not really a Karen, but, you know, like at a bank, I'm like, please hurry up. But yeah, it came to the point where I was looking stuff up online. And I know this is a serious topic, so please believe that I am, you know, I don't mean this in jest or anything. I Googled, can you be depressed without wanting to hurt yourself? Because I have no, like, intention of like, hurting myself or committing harm to myself or, you know, the S word, as I'm sure you could already guess what the S word. I don't know if it's like the trigger warning word or something. Like, none of that has ever crossed my mind. Like, it's something that it's like the farthest thing from my mind. The thought of doing that to myself is just like, I can't even imagine it because, well, I like being alive. I like the people that are around me and I have a good life. I'm not homeless or struggling financially. But I Googled that, and that for me, I Googled that, I forgot when, maybe October or September, I Googled that, and and I was a little bit taken aback by myself, because I've never Googled that in my whole life. You know, I've been sad, and the thing is, it's not, I don't know if it's like that depression, because I know depression has a lot of sub-genres to it, right? Like, I know that there are different types of depression, but I didn't know if you could be depressed without wanting to, like, go away from the world. I didn't know if that was a thing. I just knew that people with depression, they, like, their mind doesn't work the way that it should be. Like, it's not a healthy mind. That's why it's called, like, mental illness, right? It's not healthy. So I feel like, because I haven't gotten professional help, maybe I should seek some, you know, but ironically, this is the one avenue where I could kind of talk to the void, you know, because maybe I can't afford a shrink or a psychiatrist. Is it a psychiatrist? What's the one where you sit on a couch and spill your feelings? Is that a psychologist, psychiatrist? I always get those confused. But a shrink, right? I haven't seen a shrink, but I've been thinking about, like, this podcast is the only thing where I kind of talk to nobody about how I truly feel deep down inside. And yeah, like, I feel like the 2 or 3 years lost during pandemic, it's still hovering over my head. Because during the last few months, when I look around, whether it be at, you know, the people that I'm with, my own personal and professional life as well, there's so much change, but I feel like that shit happened overnight. But the truth is, it didn't, you know? Like, years passed. I just turned 33. I remember, like, crying on my 30th birthday because I was so sad about turning 30, and I'm fucking 33. I turned 33 last month, you know? And I guess right now, that feeling that I'm getting, maybe that feeling of sadness, maybe that feeling of my mind is not in the right place, is because I don't know what happened. I blinked, and I'm 33. I blinked, and everything that I used to know is not the same anymore, right? I don't know if any of you can relate to me on that, but it's even just going home, for example, going home for New Year's, right? I remember maybe from 2000, the year 2000, up to 20, 19 or 18, New Year's was always celebrated in the same spot. It was at my Lola's Cubo in Angeles. But my Lola passed away last year. That was during the pandemic, like towards the tail end of the pandemic, but the pandemic really fucked her up too. COVID, I mean, fucked her up. And that was the, you know, the, I guess the final blow to her life. And this year, we didn't do New Year's there. Something like that. Like, just simple things like that. I feel like I can't get that time back, and I don't know. I feel like I'll never get it back. It'll never be the same as it was from 2000 to 2018 or 19. And stuff like that really hits me hard, because I'm the kind of person that, and I'm not crying, I'm just sniffling. I'm the type of person that doesn't like change. I don't like things that are new. Maybe that's a me problem, but people get comfortable in their comfort zone. Like when I left the job at radio, that job was a big part of my life. And that job was a big part of my identity. And I left and, you know, to pursue this whole thing, you know, this whole content creation / freelance work, hosting, voiceover. And I've been doing okay, but because I haven't been working on it as much or as hard as I should be, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit, I feel like there's no status quo that I can hang on to, and that shit really scares me. And you know, I was thinking about what I was going to say on this podcast, because you know, I never plan when I talk about these things, but yeah, like stuff like that, everything from that. And then I see like my cousins now have kids, and I'm like, holy shit, you have kids. When did that happen? Like I have a niece now from my cousin. She's what, 3 years old? When the fuck did you turn three? When did you turn three? When did you have a kid? And now this kid is 3 years old. I mean, she's the cutest kid, man. But dude, like everyone's lives are so different. And I feel like I am still the same, even though I'm not. That's the thing. That thing is, like, I know that I'm getting a lot of work, that I've never done before. I know that I'm in a relationship now that is new and well, it's not new, but you know, it's like, it's not, I didn't have this relationship like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and I'm very happy in this relationship. But it's like that John Mayer song, which I talked about so many times, I think on this podcast as well as Halal Show, Stop This Train by John Mayer. I'm not going to break down the lyrics. Just go listen to it for yourselves, and then you'll maybe understand what I'm talking about. It's moving too fast for me. And it's kind of weighing on me. Right? And that's why I lost a lot of motivation to do this podcast. I lost motivation to take care of myself, physically at least, and I guess even to some extent mentally. I haven't really been that, like I've been neglecting a lot of responsibilities because it's just easier to not do it, you know? And that's a me thing. And I said I would come back to this, right? I feel like I have to take more accountability for myself. And every year, a lot of people do the same thing, you know, New Year's resolution. They say they're going to do things, but then you know why they revert back to maybe not going to the gym or not eating clean? Because that's what the status quo has been for us for so long. You know, me lounging around the house, watching TV and playing Call of Duty is something that I've been doing since I was in high school. I've been playing Call of Duty since I was 16. It's something that I know. It's not just Call of Duty, games. I've been playing video games since I was 10. So, of course, that's my fallback plan or my fallback life that I am accustomed to that is just easier than dealing with having to grow. Add on top of that, the 3 years that I feel like I missed out on growing, where I, and I would venture to say 95, I'm just making up a number, 95% of the population regress to just being like not growing. I know there's people that made it big during COVID. You know, you count all the TikTok celebrities and the people that sold face masks and hand sanitizer and made millions of dollars or whatever. But for most of us, I would say, I hope I'm not just speaking on behalf of most of the population. We kind of just waited. And what did we do? We reverted to what made us feel comfortable, what made us feel safe and made us feel like the world wasn't going down in flames, so to speak, to this virus for almost 3 years. So a lot of that I'm carrying with me, this frustration that I fucking didn't do anything for 2 years. I did not work on myself because it was just so much easier to push it away, push it aside. You know, I had a lot of fun playing Warzone with my cousins and my online friends. You know, my friend from Japan, rest in peace, Sean. Like, we played for almost 2 years every day till the early morning. I ordered takeout food almost exclusively for a good amount of time. It felt good, but then I think now I'm dealing with the repercussions of that. I don't know if you guys get me, but that's why I feel like towards the latter half of last year, 2023, I guess from maybe September, August onwards, I kind of felt that weighing so heavily on me. Maybe it's the age, you know, I knew that I was turning 33 in December and I was like, damn, I remember when I turned 30 and I was, I was going to leave radio that I thought I would be somewhere else. And the thing is, like, change isn't necessarily bad. And I know I just said I hate change, but the thing is, I feel like when change happens, I don't know how to accept it. I don't know how to be like, this is good. This is good for me. Because for X amount of years, X amount of decades, what worked for me in the past has been good. So it's kind of hard to open up to something new because you don't know what that's going to be like, you know? And it's just, damn, man, it's really taxing. And that's why this 2024, and I know I've made these promises, empty promises in the past about getting my, you know, I'd always say I'm going to work on my fitness. I'm going to work on eating cleaner. But you know what? Now, you know, when I kind of talk about it out loud, it's not really the diet. I mean, of course it's the diet that I have to fix, but the heart of it wasn't like that. I just changed my food. It's the thing is that when I fucked up or when I messed up, I would be like, I'm going to just go back to what I know. And I think I have to stop that. I think I have to venture like Elsa into the unknown and see what's on the other side and kind of accept change, appreciate the change. And I think that's when it's going to click, I hope. And I think I got to stop blaming external factors, pandemic included, for me reverting to my safe space. because as safe of a space as it is, there's no growth. I just thought about that out, you know, in my mind a couple days ago, really a couple days ago. Cause dude, I was so lost. And I guess I'm not saying I'm out of the woods yet, but I was so lost for the last few months that I just went to work in terms of hosting. I would just go do my thing. But when I would get home, I would sleep a lot, which was a sign, I think, which is a sign of mental something. I don't know the right words to use because I don't want to say like mental illness because I don't know if that's what I have, but I would sleep a lot, because, you know, I like sleep. Well, who doesn't like sleeping? But I feel like I slept too much. And then when I wasn't sleeping, I would immerse myself in something that would take me out of reality. So video games, movies, TV shows. And I love talking about movies and video games. Like this is no surprise to anyone that's listened this far. You guys know I love watching stuff. And I'm not saying that I should never watch stuff. I'm not saying that it's bad to watch stuff, but that's all that I did. I didn't work on myself. I stopped caring about going to the gym. I stopped caring about trying to build, not just this podcast, but like the Halal Show. I haven't talked to Rika about it, but, I'm going to, this week with this little epiphany that I had. Like I was in charge of making the videos for Halal Show and I stopped. Was it laziness? Partially, but honestly, it was just lack of motivation because I felt it was just, what was I used to? I was used to just uploading the audio podcast and it worked and people listened. But you know what? We're trying to grow and that's on me. That's on me. So yeah, that's where I'm at. And I know that that's not really, I mean, I hope that can kind of, to everyone listening, I hope that will give you a little bit of insight as to why I didn't record, you know. But I still want to ask for your forgiveness. I know it's not a big deal, right? I know, like, if I never recorded this again, that it wouldn't impact the lives of anybody in a bad way. Like, oh my God, I can't live without this podcast, JC. But I owed you an explanation, and I hope that kind of explained it. With that, looking forward, yeah, I'm gonna work on taking accountability. I'm not gonna say it's gonna be perfect, but I think that's the newest. Does it come with age? Is that the wiseness in me? Is this my first like wise old man moment? Right? You know how you always when older people, you know, when you're 20 and then you meet someone who's like 40 and they give you, you know, everybody has that one person or one, not one person, but everybody who was 20, probably talked to an older person. I'm not saying how much older, but talked to an older person and they gave them a piece of advice and that piece of advice stuck with them. Maybe that's me to you right now. I need to take more accountability for my shit. And that's what I'm gonna do. And this podcast has always been very helpful to me in terms of just getting it out into the open. And I know that it, you know, I know this doesn't have that many listeners, but I know that there are people who listen. And I think that's really all that matters, is that there's somebody out there that listens and understands. And yeah, that's the explanation. I feel like there's so much more on the table that I want to talk about in terms of where my head is at, but I want everyone to know that I'm good, right? I've been doing okay, and I want to keep recording, and I'm gonna add more stuff to this podcast as well. I do definitely want to get guests on here to shoot the shit and talk about random stuff, and I am looking forward to 2024. I am gonna work on my fitness, and I hope this time it's not just, I hope I don't regress into my old ways, but I'm going into it with a mindset I feel like I haven't really had before. I feel like this, the first year, maybe in a long time. I know I've had years where I was so motivated, but I think this is because I'm old. I'm old now, man. And this is just the first time where I really think that this is an important landmark in my personal development as a human being, as a person. So I will try to keep recording this podcast. And yeah, I mean, I know that I should have talked about, you know, because, well, you know, you want a little bit of TLDR, right? You want a little bit of a recap. Chargao was awesome. I would definitely highly recommend it to anyone that's never been. I know plane tickets are crazy, but if you book ahead of time like we did, we booked, I think, like 6 or 7 months ahead of time. We went in September, right? So book now. You could probably get a pretty good sweet deal for Chargao in September. I think that a week is enough. I don't think 4 or 5 days is enough. So maybe 6 or 7. I think 2 or 3 is too little. So if you can't dedicate, you know, if you don't have enough VL for at least 5 days, I would save that up until you have enough time to really go there and explore. So Chargao was awesome. Europe was cool. I went to cities. All the cities I went to with my mom were places that I've never been to, and that was incredible. I mean, I talked about it in Halala Show, so if you want a recap of what we did, just go look for those episodes. And then the United States, you know, my cousin got married. So that's another thing, right? Another change. Like 7, 8 years ago, you know what we were doing 8, 9, 10 years ago? My cousin who got married, we were going to Walmart at 3 in the morning and buying candy and playing with toys in the toy aisle. And now she's married and is a doctor. And I'm the same. I mean, I'm not the same. I know I like to self-deprecate. I know that I've grown as a in my profession, but I mean, from someone who was not, you know, was just a college student. I'm talking about my cousin who was a college student, and we fucked around playing board games. She's now a doctor who still plays board games and still fucks around, but she's a doctor now, and she's married to the coolest guy. His name's Clint. What's up, Clint? So, I mean. But me, sometimes maybe I should hype myself up more. I should be on my own. You know, that it's, Rika talks about it all the time, and I never really think about it too much, but I guess it does hit that imposter syndrome shit is a real. So, I mean, there's that. So the United States was cool. And speaking of, you know, I went with my mom to the US as well as Europe, and my mom just turned 70. When the fuck did that happen? Right? 70. Like, that's why I hate birthdays. Because you're getting old. And it's just, it sucks that you're losing this time. I mean, you're not losing time, but you're losing time, you know? So, yeah, that's the little bit of a TLDR of what happened. And I had hostings. You know, if you listen to Halala Show, you've been keeping up to date. But for those of you who only exclusively listen to this, I do highly recommend Halala Show, but yeah, that's kind of the recap for the year, for the last, I mean, since my last recording, September 1. So exactly October, November, December, exactly 4 months ago. Wow. That's a long time. Jesus. So yeah, I feel like I'm just rambling now, but thank you so much once again to everyone that has waited patiently for this. Thank you so much. To everyone that had me on their Spotify Unwrapped, I hope that I didn't lose your listenership because of this hiatus. And I promise to, I promise myself that I will try to love change. And I will try to not regress to my comfort zone. And with that, I hope comes new episodes, because I don't want to promise that I don't do it again. And I'm just going to be like, fuck, you suck, JC. But I promise myself that I'm going to try to do better. And with that, I think there's going to be more coming along the way. So, you know, what really does help a lot is if you guys message me about what you want me to talk about. Because sometimes the week is so slow that I don't have much to talk about, but I will have a lot, because I watch a shitload of stuff. So I'm going to save that for the next episode, because we're almost 30 minutes deep into this existential crisis of mine. But I hope that, you know, if you feel the same way, just know that you're not alone. And I think the only way to progress is to really progress. Don't regress to your status quo and build something new from that. All right. And it's been so long since I ended this that I forgot how. You can follow me on my socials. And until the next episode, I'll catch you all. Say it with me later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.